During that time, one day, the battalion JAG officer, who's basically our battalion legal counsel, he's basically the battalion's final authority on the UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice. He pulled us all together, made sure the embedded reporters weren't there with us at the time, and proceeded to basically give us what was going to be a rules of engagement brief that were for Fallujah. It was basically we were going to be operating under the assumption that everyone was hostile. He sort of wrapped up the brief by sort of going, okay, Marines, you see an individual with a weapon, what do you do? Sort of a mutter in silence for a minute, waiting for someone else to answer, and one guy said, shoot him. Battalion JAG officer said, no. Shooting at a target, putting rounds downrange and suppressing a target is one thing. Setting in and killing a target is another. So again, you see an individual with a weapon, what do you do? Kill him. You see an individual with a pair of binoculars, what do you do? Kill him. You see an individual with a cell phone out, what do you do? Kill him. You see an individual who, although maybe not being actually carrying anything or displaying any specific hostile action or intent, running from, say, one building to another, or running across the street, or even running away from you, assume that he is maneuvering against you and kill him. You see an individual with a white flag, and he does anything but approach you slowly and obey your commands, assume it's a trick and kill him. Fallujah, leveling houses before we even went in, became pretty commonplace, using bulldozers and tanks to do the job for us and walking the rubble. On top of all the destruction that we just wrought in general, a lot of extra stuff happened too. Like, if after the first few days, things began, you know, to calm down incrementally, and we'd be holed up in houses and whatnot for, you know, a few hours to maybe a day or two, and we'd get bored, we'd get angry, and not be tired anymore, and just be like, let's break stuff. There are other instances, stuff like we ran out of people to shoot, so we just started turning into dogs and cats, chickens, whatever's moving. Some guys, they'd start naming the bodies that were left out in the streets for a while that we were looking at, like Rotten Randy and Tony the Torso. And sometimes some people would actually try to more accurately adjust the sights on their rifles by using the heads of people out in the, laid out in the street. Just fire a shot, if it hit too far to the left, say, and adjust the sight, shoot again. Just adjusting the sights off that. I joined the military originally with the intention of trying to contribute something positive, trying to do something good to improve the sort of whole human situation. And I felt that Iraq was a good place to do that. And I admit that I was very young and naive at the time, and I was wrong. I really won't say that I'm overly wrought by anything that happened. For the most part, my service in the military can be characterized by, so there were some times where I actually got to do what I wanted to do, and I got to do what, you know, I felt good about myself a few times. For the most part, I was just doing what I had to do, and that was all of us. Whether that was breaking the rules or following them, whether I was doing what I thought was right or doing what I knew was wrong.